We hear the word of God written down by John, the first capital. The next day, John was again with two of his disciples. He saw Jesus walking by. John said, "Look, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, so they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned around and saw them following. He asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" Rabbi means teacher. "Come," he replied, "you will see it." So they went and saw where he was staying. They spent the rest of the day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew was Simon Peter's brother. Andrew was one of the two disciples who heard what John had said. He had also followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon. He told him, "We have found the Messiah." Messiah means Christ. And he brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas." Cephas means Peter or rock. Word of God. Dear sisters and brothers in God, we have heard a very special story. Jesus notes that somebody follows him. He turns around, looks at the faces of two men and asks them, "Where are you looking for?" But he is not irritated. He is really interesting for these two people. They follow him. We may he has seen them listening to his words. We may he knows that they were disciples of John Baptist, the radical preacher, and he thinks now that they are looking for a better world and for a good way of their life. These are basic, important questions. And so he asks, "What do you look for?" The answer appears strange. "Where are you staying?" Or, "Where is your home?" Is this question not too simple for a conversation with Jesus, for the important, holy man? But Jesus is not astonished. In a friendly way, he said, "Come and look." He is the Son of the great God, but he is really also a human. He invites the two men to be his guests. And then we read, the men were staying with him a long time. But what they're doing, they are looking for a long time at the rooms. I think they not only look at rooms, I think they had a very good time together. I think they ate and drank and talked together, and their experience of communion was very deep. Definitely after this, we'll go out and tell to the other people, "We have found the Messiah, the Christ." A little meeting with a great, amazing result. I think it's a basic experience of Christianity to meet together, to eat and drink, to tell about the life, to tell about beliefs, about hope. It's a basic experience to have community, to have also table community. Jesus had so. This is his nature and the nature of God. We read and hear He ate with many people, with sinners and disreputable people. Around his table was great joy. People rejected their sins. People renewed their lives. They started a new good life. And so Jesus can say, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Together eating, drinking, talking. In the house of the Luther's family in Wittenberg stood a big table. And around this table sat many times a lot of people. They ate and drank and had good conversation. The guests were listening what Martin Luther said, and they wrote down many sentences. So we have today Martin Luther's Tischreden, table speeches. We do it also in our church. During the Reformation Jubilee year, at some places organized women's meetings for eating, drinking, listening to speeches and talking about this. They call it this Frauenmahl, woman's meal. In Leipzig during the church congress were long tables in the streets of the city. Members of congregations invited passers-by to eat cakes and drink coffee with them, and they had good talks. In our congregation in Lohmann, we had an open-air service outside the church, and then we had a meal together around a long table on the street. That was a good experience and should be a sign. The message of God's grace is for all people, not only for us. So we must be open. It's not our mission to put up borders. Our mission is to look for understanding and tell other something, strange people, about the grace of our God. But not only tell. It's better to show them what this grace means. I'm so happy that we can be your guests. We are living in your houses. We are eating and drinking together. We have a German dinner in this evening and many others opportunities with good conversation about life, about faith, about hope. What are we looking for? We are interested how you live here, how you feel and how you think. And we hope to find the kingdom of heaven that Jesus gives us. Amen.